3, 2, 1. From Rapid City, South Dakota, we go behind the scenes of South Dakota Mines Athletics with interviews and exclusive access. This is Hard Rocker All Access.
My name is Josh Van Valkenburg-Ernert. I'm here with offensive line coach Austin Stevens. You're now headed into your fourth year here. What are you kind of looking for to take the next step in terms of growth in the position?
Yeah, obviously for us, we're going to be older up front, one of the older groups on the team. So for us, it's just preaching every day consistency and having an edge in everything we do. And so that's just been our big thing this camp, is just continuing to preach that every day, taking it play by play, snap by snap, and one play at a time, and forget the next and move on. So that's been our big thing for us, is just continuing to build on what we have going.
Sure, you mentioned the experience. How much of a benefit is it to have basically your whole starting five and some twos with experience back?
Yeah, I think it's vital. I think we're able to progress much faster than we have in the past. And so every day you come out here and you see that they're putting together a lot of good days in a row, and that's what I keep asking them, and just stack days on days and continue to get better. And they've done a great job buying into that and doing that every single day. Coming out here, we've got two really good leaders in our group, and I rely so much on those guys to take us to the next level, and that's what they've done all fall camp.
Yeah, those two leaders, Grant and Connor, I guess we're going to talk to them soon. How important are those guys, especially, Grant? Obviously, it wasn't great being out for a year, but that kind of gives you a new perspective, right, and how you kind of look at the game, and almost adds a coaching element.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for him it was huge in his growth as a player. The last year and a half he's really just been grinding with me as a kind of a GA and coaching up all our young guys, and hats off to him for taking that role on and rolling with it and not having any issues with it. So it's been vital for him to grow as a player, but I think it'll only help him this fall, because he's breaking everything down, he's looking at everything. And then you talk about Connor, and 5 years now, 6 years, however many he's got, seems like forever. But no, those guys have a lot of playing experience, and that's critical, especially to building this program, to take it to where us as a staff wants to go. These guys are two pivotal parts of that have bought in from day one since I've been here. And you're starting to see that every day they come out here, they continue to get better and they continue to grow as leaders, which is where I've really challenged those two this off season and into the summer and now into fall camp, is just taking that next step as leaders. And they've done that every single day. And you see it every day at practice. Those guys lead by example, and they're doing big things.
All right, thank you so much for joining me today, Coach. I'm here with Connor Smith, sixth-year offensive lineman. Thanks for joining me today, Connor. Just kind of getting started, what is kind of having the additional experience this year do for your team? Last year it was a little less experience, but all those guys are pretty much back, and some twos as well, so the depth is kind of there too.
I think from an O-line perspective, having so much depth back, that now coming into camp we're already kind of a step ahead from where we were last year, so we can kind of hit the ground running a little faster than we did last year.
Yeah, and as an older guy, what are some of the things you're kind of instilling in some of those younger guys who are freshmen or who haven't gotten a ton of playing experience yet?
Football-wise, just doing the little things right. Learning how to take notes during film, learning how to practice the proper way, new footwork and all that type of stuff that they don't know. And then also off the field, it's fresh for them to be in college. They don't know how to handle that type of stuff. So it's not just on the field, but it's also off the field too.
Yeah, and last year you guys did a pretty good job for the most part. I mean, you helped lead one of the top offenses in college football, or in Division II college football. What do you guys kind of feel like you have to do as a group to, take the next step?
Definitely think we need to run the ball better. Obviously, we passed the ball well last year, but we also need to protect Jaden a little bit better. Took a lot of hits, unnecessary hits that he took last year, and then also like I said, run the ball better. If we can start running the ball better, that's just going to open up the rest of the game for us.
All right, thank you so much for joining me, Connor. I'm joined by six-year offensive lineman Grant Smith. From your standpoint, what do you think has gone right so far in camp, and where do you guys kind of think you still have some growth to do before game one?
We have a lot of experience coming back. We're pretty much returning everybody up front. AJ Kelly, Trevor Griffin, Connor Smith, and then I'm coming back off of injuries. And we're really going to be relying on our experience and stacking days on days during fall camp. That was what we were challenged by Coach Stevens, and we've continued to do that and continue to stack brick by brick every day. So.
You kind of mentioned you were out. I guess it's been about a year and a half now. You played, I think, two games 2 years ago and were out all last year. What did that kind of do from you, from your perspective, just in maybe learning the game from kind of a different angle?
Yes, sir. My role kind of switched to kind of the assistant O-line coach. So I was able to kind of be up in the box and be down with those guys, especially during practice. And learned the game from both sides of the ball, understanding defensive schemes with our offensive schemes, and understanding rotations and things like that. So my game personally has grown tremendously over the past year and a half, taking that role on, and I look forward to using those tactics in my game this coming season.
And how excited are you just in general to be back out here every day, to be back, you know, playing again in about 10 days?
Yes, sir. Super, super excited. I'm very grateful and blessed to be able to be back on the field after having two back-to-back injuries to both lower legs. So very, very grateful and blessed to be playing the game I love.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me today, Grant.
Thank you.